Welcome to the Daily Drive Podcast, part of the Imagine Golf Podcast Network. Enjoy listening to a previous series inside the Imagine Golf app, where each week we feature seven concepts from a best-selling book or a top mind in the game. Here is our founder and the voice of Imagine Golf, Malcolm Scoville. Welcome back to Imagine Golf's Daily Drive, a daily three-minute bridge between where we are now and where we want to be, both on and off the golf course. This week, we're excited to have Mike Booker, a player, teacher, and now author of the Tournament Golfer's Playbook, show us how to develop a winning mindset. Take it away, Mike.
A big theme of my book, and it's an idea that's been around for a long time, and that is finding a way to stay in the present, to not get ahead of yourself. It's so difficult to finish out a tournament, to win a tournament, because you've worked all that week or all the prior rounds getting to where you're at, and you more than likely got there by executing your plan and by, you know, staying in the present to some extent. But when we get down to the wire, the great players stay in the present, stay in their focus of what they're doing, and don't worry about what happens if I miss this putt, what happens if I hit this ball in the water and lose the tournament. That's what I call in the book result-oriented thinking. So you've really got to find a way to stay in the process and process-oriented thinking. If you think about, you know, in the 72nd hole and somebody's got a 5-foot putt to win the tournament, who's going to make that putt more often than not? The person that's just doing their execution, rolling the ball down its line, or the person that says, gosh, if I win this, I can win this tournament if I make this putt. And they get totally pulled away from the action of actually making their best stroke. So typically, when somebody has trouble finishing out a tournament, it's because they got ahead of themselves, and in some cases, beat themselves up over the last hole that they should have played better. So I find that throughout the book, there's different techniques I use to and suggest for the readers to help keep themselves on the present task and not get ahead or behind. The first thing and the most valuable thing to me years ago when I realized it was that to recognize what it feels like to get out of the present moment. Again, you're playing well, you're doing everything really well, you're in contention, your name's at the top of the leaderboard, and you've got to be able to catch yourself when you're getting out of that moment, thinking, all right, I just need to get this in the middle of green, two putt, and I can make a par, and maybe I'll win. You're getting all ahead of yourself, all result-oriented. So the first thing to do is recognize and catch it when you're doing it internally, because most of the time, it's after the fact. People go, oh yeah, I was thinking about winning the tournament, I wasn't thinking about hitting the shot. So recognize, as I told different groups to, I actually, when I first started recognizing that I was getting out of the moment, getting ahead of myself, that I would just say, cancel, and just reset, almost like rebooting a computer. But just to recognize yourself when you're getting out of the present moment, that's the biggest thing, because then you can get back to the present. One of the best ways is to count breaths, particularly when you get under the gun and you're really starting to choke, you're really starting to get nervous. That's a result of getting out of the present and getting into that result-oriented thinking. And it's a killer. Over the years, I've met really great players that spent all their time practicing and honing their skills. And of course, that's great. But the reality is, I would tell a junior golfer now or someone who's having trouble in tournaments, enter every tournament you can get into, because the more you get under the gun, the more you learn how to deal with the pressure. Really, you choke and finish terribly and you're disappointed. You know, that's a learning thing, that get back in that situation as many times as you can, and you'll learn to handle it better by staying in the present and using those techniques, not doing what you did last time that caused you to underperform under the gun. Thank you for listening to today's lesson, and I hope it helps you on the golf course and off the golf course. If you want to learn more about the way of the tournament golfer, go to tgplaybook.com and learn how to become a tournament golfer.
Thanks for listening to the Daily Drive podcast. If you enjoyed it, please subscribe and be sure to rate and review this episode. If you want more content like this right now, download the Imagine Golf app from the App Store or Google Play and start your free 7-day trial. You can listen to hundreds of snackable mental game lessons. Imagine Golf is helping thousands of golfers lower their handicaps, play more consistently, and get more joy out of the game. Think better, and you will play better. And as Malcolm said, until next time, keep imagining what's possible.